ask stupid questions like that, you get hurt, boy.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 71 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. High-level talks in Cairo aimed at getting a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza ended with no deal. Lower-level talks will continue.
The White House is showing some optimism in ceasefire talks. A senior administration official says even though Hamas rejected the latest deal, Hamas negotiators are still in Cairo where discussions are happening. And U.S. officials say the U.S. was not involved in the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, but they did help the IDF track incoming attacks.
ABC's Perry Russum. At least five people have been killed in what's being called a massive Russian missile and drone attack on Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure across that country. It's apparently still going on. Seattle-Tacoma International Airport says it was hit by a cyber attack that has hobbled its operations, particularly for international travelers. Officials not offering a timeline for when the airport will return to full functionality. Travelers told to arrive much earlier than usual. This is ABC News. It's official. Two NASA test pilots will remain at the International Space Station for a lot longer than anticipated. Space Agency Administrator Bill Nelson.
Space flight is risky, even at its safest.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore launched to the International Space Station back on June 5th. The pair, originally scheduled to be in space for a week, will not be returning home until February. NASA announcing Saturday they will return home using SpaceX Crew 9 Dragon capsule instead of Boeing Starliner. Issues with Starliner's thrusters and helium leaks led NASA to make the decision to bring the troubled spacecraft back to Earth unmanned next month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
October 8th, federal trial set for Wyatt Clifford Fain and Payden David Guy Cosper, charged with damaging rock formations estimated to be 140 million years old inside the Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Partly cloudy, hot and humid today, a high of 94. Also for tonight, warm and muggy, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 73. And Tuesday's high temperature at 92, with a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms. Wednesday, cooler and 80. An excessive heat warning has been issued for the entire area, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon until 8 tonight, for heat indices as high as 105 to 110. Yesterday's high was 92 degrees, and right now, after the midnight reading, which was around 82 degrees, we're down to 71 this morning. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. Dangerous heat out there for today, so be careful, take care, and drink plenty of fluids. That's an update on weather. We'll have more through the morning. This is time now to open the broadcast day officially on Monday, August 26th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous yeah!
walk down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away in the shadow of that hospital at 508. I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
We start the day in a positive way. George Strait, and I Saw God Today. Well, good morning, friends. It's Monday, and here we are, all hot and ready to go today for the southwestern Wisconsin scene. 94-degree predicted high, and a lot warmer feels like reading. In fact, initially during the weekend, they were predicting daytime highs to be hotter, but I think now the temperatures kind of dropped off a little bit, but the heat indices have shot up, and yesterday, too, you could feel it. So today's going to be even a little bit worse. But yesterday, just like walking in the old haymow or the old grain bin or something, you know, and even last night after the sun went down, 8 o'clock or so at night, you could still feel almost like heat coming off the blacktop, even though it was by that point, the sun was going down, but the heat was still hanging on. Right now, WRCO, it is 74 degrees. Time to start the chores, and we'll get ready for a look at sports coming up in just a bit. Overall, a good weekend for the Brewers, despite a loss yesterday. Here's Neil McCoy.
Drop of a hat, we went from zero to love and nothing flat. Now you smile at me, and before I knew, I was head over heels over you.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
You can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like
happens like that. Call it destiny, call it love at first sight, calling meant to be, I'd say you're right. I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Love happens like that.
Steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
And you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that in a heartbeat. It can turn your world around just like that.
Back in session, and so is Screen Time. Remind your kids to stay safe online, be smart, be safe. Also encourage them not to talk to strangers and always walk with a buddy. Stay alert, stay safe. This message has been brought to you by the Riverdale School District, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Wanna kiss me, hold me tightly, dream of me nightly. If you do, dear, then it's true, dear, that you love me. Are you yearning, your heart burning, hoping someday I'll be returning? If you do, dear, then it's true, dear, that you love me. If I could mean the world to you, then I wouldn't be so blue. 'Cause no one else will ever, ever do. When you're lonely, oh so lonely, are you longing for me only? If you do, dear, then it's true, dear, that you love me. Kiss me, hold me tightly, dream of me nightly. If you do, dear, then it's true, dear, that you love me. Are you yearning, your heart burning, hoping someday I'll be returning? If you do, dear, then it's true, dear, that you love me. If I could mean the world to you, then I wouldn't be so blue. 'Cause no one else will ever, ever do. When you're lonely, oh so lonely, are you longing for me only? If you do, dear, then it's true, dear, that you love me.
Carl Smith on WRCO FM 100.9, The Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning, Avoca Fire and EMS will host its last brat stand of the summer from 5 until 8 tonight at the Fire and EMS station. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal coming up tonight from 5 until 6:30. And a Red Cross blood drive is being held today from 10 until 3 at the Elroy Public Library. Appointments are encouraged. To make one, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. If you have a student in the Richland School District that will be riding the bus and you have not been confirmed or have not got all the correspondence in, you can call Cobus and Bus at 647-4446. Those reminders from today's community calendar. Some old Johnny Lee as we ease into a Monday morning.
I passed a way station way back down the road. I'm paying no heed to the limit on speed. I just can't take it slow. I've been 400 miles since 4 a.m. with 300 more to go. And with a little bit of luck and the grace of this truck, tonight I'm gonna make it home.
Johnny Lee, Rollin' Lonely, on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. First of all, yesterday at Hometown Baseball Final Four action, it was Sauk Prairie edging Sun Prairie by a score of 3-1 and Verona over Evansville 9-0. Joey Estes allowed 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings, and the Oakland Athletics scored 4 times in the fourth on the way to a 4-3 win over the Brewers yesterday to avoid a sweep. Estes held the Brewers, who had scored 20 runs over the first 2 games of the series, to only 2 hits while striking out 5 and walking 1. Brewers starter Frankie Montas set down the A's in order through the first 3 innings, but Oakland broke through in the fourth for those 4 runs. Elsewhere yesterday, Washington 5-1 over Atlanta. Miami beat the Cubs 7-2. Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 3. San Diego 3-2 over the Mets. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Texas 2. Toronto 8-2 over the LA Angels. Detroit 9, the White Sox 4. Houston 6-3 over Baltimore. Interleague play, Arizona 7-5 over Boston, the Yankees 10, Colorado 3, St. Louis 3-2 over Minnesota, Philadelphia beat Kansas City 11-3, Dodgers 3, Tampa Bay 1, and Seattle 4-3 over San Francisco. From the NFL preseason, teams wrapping up that preseason phase, Tennessee 30, New Orleans 27, Denver beat Arizona 38-12, and Washington over New England 20-10, the final. That's an update on sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
5:22 the time. We're at 74, headed toward 94. So today, with heat indices, which could be as high as 105 to 110. So that means we need to get that aerobic polka in so you don't get overheated later on today. Here we go. Mom and Dad's and the Silver Bells Polka right there. Good for your polka needs today. Thanks for joining us. Like the Milk Cow Show, it's 525, and this is Exile.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Do you remember how we used to be when we had a love so true? You were my confidant, you were my closest friend, someone that I could always turn to. Been like a fool, I let you slip right through my hands. Well, I let you get away. Now I've come running back, hoping you will let me back in your heart someday. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Like a lifetime to me. Oh, darling, can't you see? Right now I know how wrong one man can be. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Chance. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Oh, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
You tell me you and I are through.
Skeeter Davis with a Tear in Your Oatmeal song today, or Captain Crunch, or Lucky Charms, whatever the case might be. We're at 74 degrees on a Monday morning, August 26th, and the time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetuma from Tim's Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds topped at $75 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Grant County Fair wood carving online only auction ending August 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We also have a sporting good auction that's coming up, which includes guns, hunting, fishing supplies, reloading, ammunition, and much more. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetuma. Have a great day.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advancing and expanding U.S. agricultural trade remains a priority for USDA. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor tells Brownfield that includes diversifying what's being exported.
Making sure that if we produce it, that we're able to export it and that there are markets for those products all over the world and that our producers and businesses are able to tap into those markets.
She says a recent trade mission looked at the ways U.S. and Canada can expand ethanol exports and policy tied to sustainable aviation fuels.
Having as many diverse feedstocks as possible, both in the United States, but also as other countries are developing their own SAF policies, making sure feedstocks like ethanol qualify is going to be really important.
The Canadian government has taken action to help end a rail shutdown, but an ag transportation expert says the situation is far from over. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says Canadian National Railway workers returned to work on Friday.
It remains a very fluid situation. The Canadian Labor Ministry issued a statement. The words were imposing arbitration on the process.
Steenhook tells Brownfield some workers have pushed back.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, and this is the union that represents the workers, they have already filed a suit challenging the constitutionality of them being obligated to submit to arbitration.
One of the first USDA projects to increase domestic fertilizer production is now in operation. Up to $900 million has been dedicated to USDA's Fertilizer Production and Expansion Program. Acting Deputy Undersecretary Lillian Salerno tells Brownfield.
The prices had just elevated so much that farmers were just having trouble making it. And so this grant program was put together and announced in 2022, and we had over $3 billion worth of applications come in.
One of those was for naturally better soil products in southwest Michigan. Brian Geerling's dairy farm has been using anaerobic digesters for 20 years. He says the farm is now able to compost the biosolids into a saleable product.
We also believe that even large ag could be using some of this, maybe organic.
And potato leaf hopper has been a problem for alfalfa growers in the upper Midwest. University of Minnesota Extension's Bruce Potter says cutting hay should knock back populations.
The other option is to use insecticides. You know, use those judiciously.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was sporadic throughout the week. Deals in the South were marked at $183, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business had a wide range of $290 to $295, mostly $293, $5 below the prior week's weighted averages. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, feeder steers were $2 to $5 lower, except 850 to 900-pound steers, which were steady. The USDA says demand was good for the nice offering of long strings of yearling steers and heifers. Cattle were primarily offered in load lots. Flesh range from light to moderate plus. Quality was attractive. The market was active with a lot of buying power in-house. Medium and large one feeder steers, 854 to 877 pounds, brought $240 to $251. Feeder steers, 959 to 982 pounds, brought $236.75 to $239.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 920 to 940 pounds, brought $222.75 to $226. Box beef into the day mixed on light and solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.35 at $317.34. Select closed $1.57 lower at $300.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors moved needed numbers Friday without getting aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights as it watches the balance of supply and demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $2.60 with a weighted average of 80.76. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison but a weighted average of 81.25. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison but a weighted average of 81.19. Pork values closed higher, up $2.62 at 99.05. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 15,000 on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mixed ahead of Friday's on feed report, which showed higher placements and increased cattle on feed and lean hog futures into the day higher ahead of cold storage numbers. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business was quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are up with higher moves in soybean and crude oils. September beans are 10 and 3 quarters higher at 952. November was up 11 and a half at 973. Corn was mostly lower, consolidating. September was down 3/4 at 367 and 3/4. December was 2.5 lower at 391. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower ahead of the USDA's on feed numbers. October live was down 20 at 175.70. December was 32 lower at 175.20. September feeders were up 37 at 238.57. And hogs were mostly higher ahead of the cold storage report. October lean was up 92 at 80.55. December was 47 higher at 70.75. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Federal investment spurs local investment in higher ethanol blends in gasoline. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A $500 million grant program is making higher ethanol blends available at the gasoline pump. Grand Island, Nebraska-based Bosselman Enterprises is an example of the way fuel sellers are responding to the grant program. Randy Gard is chief operating officer.
When we look at either buying a location, building a location, a core component of that is the higher blend economics and how many gallons we think we can sell. And honestly, it benefits us that if we put higher blends in, we're willing to pay a little bit more to buy a store or even build one.
Bosselman operates a number of convenience stores and travel plazas. Gard says higher ethanol blends are a slam dunk when you factor in the grant support.
We're in the business to make money, and the cornerstone of any convenience store or travel center is fuel. And we know that economics are really tight when it comes to fuel. We know we'll chase pennies. We don't chase dimes and nickels and quarters. And higher blends help us sell more gallons, make more money on those gallons, and we're just better off for it.
Gard says the grant program helps soften the anxiety over the facility's investment needed to upgrade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call today.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The recent global dairy trade event last week saw the price index jump 5.5%, with the biggest price jump in the whole milk powder market. Kitty Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield there's a reason for the price jump.
We finally saw China come back to the global dairy trade and buy a little bit more. In fact, China bought the most they have so far this year.
Burgess says earlier this year, Chinese dairy purchases were at a 12-year low, and there's no guarantee China will continue to buy more milk powder.
Now the question is, do they just need some and show up for a couple auctions, or are they going to be a more sustained buyer? We don't know that their domestic demand has increased at all yet. They might just needed product because some of their other product was getting old.
She says there have been large increases in Chinese domestic dairy production, but their milk prices have been falling this year, causing their milk production levels to flatten out.
Burgess says it's possible the Chinese government might also encourage some dairy herd reduction to boost farm gate prices, which could lead to some additional imports. And butter stocks are building ahead of holiday demand, while cheese inventories are declining. The USDA's latest cold storage report pegs July cheese stocks at more than 1.4 billion pounds, down slightly from the prior month and 6% from last year. Butter inventories were down 6% from the previous month, but up 7% from a year ago, at nearly 534 million pounds. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 56.5 cents. Blocks down 4 cents at 203 and 3 quarters. Barrels down 12 and a quarter cents at 210. Butter down 2 cents at 313. And non-fat dry milk was up a quarter of a cent at $1.28 and a quarter. I'm Nicole Haslup with Brownfield.
Partly cloudy, hot and humid today, a high of 94. Tonight, warm and muggy, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 73. 92 Tuesday, continued hot and humid. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the entire area today from 1 until 8. And the heat indices could be as high as 105 to 110 today. So it is a serious situation. Get ready. I guess these are the dog days of summer, of August today and this week, at least the first couple of days. It is 74 degrees in Richland Center. Just need some cool water today.
That's a mirage you see and not what it seems to be. It's not water,
water.
All day I've faced the barren waste without the taste of water.
Ooh, water.
Water.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Ooh,
water.
Clear.
Water.
Water,
water, water.
Keep moving, and don't you listen to him, man. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water, water.
And can you see that big water, green tree where the water's running free and it's water, waiting there for me and you?
Water.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Stars a pool of water.
Ooh, water.
Water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on. Water.
Water.
Ooh,
water.
Clear.
Water.
Water.
Ooh, water.
Water. Don't you listen to him, man. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
And can you see that big water, green tree where the water's running free and it's water, waiting there for me and you?
Water.
The shadows sway and seem to say tonight we'll pray for water. Water,
water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear.
Water.
Water.
Cool, clear water.
The Sons of the Pioneers and cool, clear water. Today from WRCO Radio, a look at weather is coming up. Tony will have that for us in just a little bit this morning. And regular features along the way. Might even try to scratch up a few jokes a little bit later on today as we play Chet's Chuckle. Here is Trace Atkins on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
All right, boys, follow me. Mostly in A. Stay with me now.
Listen up, it's philosophical. Mud grips, white tip. Cigar sticking out of my face. Earnhardt Racing sticker on the window, banged up fender. 4x4 straight pipe roar. Primer and rust all over the door. Scarred up knuckles, Mac belt buckle. White t-shirt, ain't afraid to work. Got a what are you looking at, pretty boy smirk. Cold beer, hot wings, Wrangler, skull ring. Get just what you see. Gun rack, ball cap, don't take no crap. Ain't a pretty boy toy, I'll rock you steady, rough and ready. Work boots, one blue suit, size too small, don't wear it at all. Unless somebody kicks, gets hitched, it don't fit, it makes me itch. Up with the sun, off on the run, making money, money cause I wanna have fun. 5 o'clock whistle, off like a missile. Got a hot date, girl named Kate, thinks I'm cool cause I shoot straight. Ain't one thing about her fake, she's long and tall and she goes great. With cold beer, hot wings, Wrangler, skull ring, get just what you see. Gun rack, ball cap, don't take no crap. Ain't a pretty boy toy, I'll rock you steady, rough and ready.
Trace Atkins on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. 74 degrees right now, so we'll get the latest take on weather coming up in just a little bit. Plus, for me, hard to believe we're heading toward a holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend starting this weekend. My goodness. And, yeah, a week away from Labor Day and not too far away from the Richland County Fair. So that time is coming fast. Better hurry and get my projects done, right?
Calves were steady. Slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bull calves sold up to $560, of beef crossbred calves up to $780. Slaughter cows range from 118 to 138, with questionable health cows and poor yielders 74 to 98. Bulls up to 156. We had a heavy black steer sell for $215 and Holstein steers up to $180. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, September 6th. Due to the county fairs and the Biola Horse and Colt Show, our second feeder sale in September will be on Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back on our regular first and third Fridays. Be sure to join us at the county fairs to support the RFFA and 4-H youth at the animal auctions. Selling their animals rewards them for their effort they put into their animal projects and helps them with their future education. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Richland Cattle Center extends its gratitude to valued sellers and buyers for their unwavering support. Join them this Wednesday at 11:30, featuring 38 head of Holstein heifers coming from a dispersal herd that was sold at the Richland Cattle Center in the spring of 2024. All AI sired, 5-header bred, AI to Black Angus with a balance open. These are quality heifers, plus an impressive run of fresh cows, two-year-olds, bred back, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to enhance your herd with high-quality cattle. We'll see you at the Richland Cattle Center Auction this Wednesday at 11:30. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some hot and humid weather in the offing here the next couple of days yet. It's going to be quite dangerous if you overdo it out there in that heat this afternoon and again tomorrow in parts of the area, so please take it easy. Drink plenty of water, get in the shade, be sure to dress in lightweight, light-colored clothing. And we are expecting the heat index readings to climb up into the 100s, at least for several hours. Now, as far as rain chances go, looks like the best chance of thunderstorms for today and tonight will stay just north of our area. In fact, there is a level 3 enhanced risk of severe weather across much of southern Minnesota into west central Wisconsin for tonight. Some of those storms could have hurricane force winds, large hail, intense lightning, and maybe a stray tornado or two. A small chance one or two of those storms could clip into our area tonight. Tomorrow, another small chance of a thunderstorm as a cold front moves through. And then after that, temperatures will be more comfortable for the rest of the week. So today we have an excessive heat warning in place from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. for heat indices as high as 105 to 110 degrees. Partly cloudy, hot and sticky with those high temperatures around 94. South wind between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, warm and muggy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Low at 73. Tomorrow, there's an excessive heat watch out in the afternoon over in Iowa and Sauk counties. Temperatures topping out around 92 with partly sunny skies. Still a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms. Wind variable becoming westerly at 5 to 10. Chance of a shower yet Tuesday night, we drop down to 66. Wednesday, partly sunny. Cooler and less humid, high near 80. Thursday, partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms likely by the late evening. Low 57 with a high of 80. Friday, partly cloudy. Low 61, high of 80. And Saturday, partly sunny. High 79. Stay cool now. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
74 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 92. Record high 97 set in 1973. Record low 38 in 1964. Last year's high was 74, the low 59. Sunset will happen at 7:47 this evening. Sunrise time 6:20 coming up for this morning. South to southwest winds around 2 miles per hour currently. No precipitation, and right now after a midnight reading of 79 degrees, we're at 71. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. 71 is the overnight low.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're ABC News at